This is an executive summary of the 1031 Napkin Test Explained, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Experienced 1031 investors have a quick mental shortcut for checking whether an exchange will fully defer the gain, the napkin test. It's so simple you can sketch it on a napkin, draw two lines, one for value and one for equity, and make sure both go up or stay even from the relinquished property to the replacement. If either line drops, you've likely got boot, taxable gain. The napkin test isn't a substitute for your CPA's precise calculation, but it's a handy first check that catches the most common ways an exchange falls short of full deferral. Understanding the napkin test helps an investor quickly gauge whether a potential replacement will fully defer the gain, before getting into the detailed math. This guide explains what the napkin test is, how it works, what it catches, a worked example, and when you need to look deeper. The napkin test is a quick rule of thumb for checking whether a 1031 exchange will fully defer the gain, based on comparing two figures between the relinquished and replacement properties, the value and the equity. The test's name reflects its simplicity, you can sketch it on a napkin. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.